Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Perez, Drescher, on the gate.
Oh, bro, that. I love the intro.
What do you think about the voice, though?
I don't care. That thing, it gets my dick hard, which doesn't happen often nowadays. I love the intro.
It kind of reminds me of Zordon from Power Rangers.
Reminds you of a better time?
I do wish.
It looks like a Newgrounds animation.
I do wish that it was a little longer, the music. I want the music to be longer.
Oh, no, that's fine.
You like it? You like a short like that?
Yeah, I don't like when you're sitting here and you have to watch somebody's, like, you know, 45-second intro.
That beat goes hard, though.
And that does, but
we should finally make this rap song we've been talking about.
Which one?
Whatever one that we're gonna make to that beat.
Oh, we're gonna make it to that?
Yeah, we should. Don't you think
get
so?
Get a feature from Crack Amico?
Maybe, yeah. Well, we're gonna have to pay Crack. He's in high demand right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
He got that new song out right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no, I love all the Crack. He's very, very funny, and he's actually a very good rapper. So
he's got some bars.
I appreciate his art, his music. Yeah. So Valentine's Day yesterday for you.
No, it was good. Yeah, you want to say yours first?
Mine was gay as fuck. Like,
he got flowers for his
Kate
girl.
Made me. I got her flowers.
He left the podcast. We were talking about flowers. He's like, yo, I'm going to stop and get some flowers right now.
That's what you're supposed to do on Valentine's. Yeah, me and Lewis went down to 14 today. We got some flowers for our girls. But I didn't. She was recording me.
Pause.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
Pause.
How you going to get flowers with another man? How are you as a man going to get flowers?
Come on. Yo, the worst part is, too, is that he had to park illegally.
How you going to pick out a daffodil with Louis J. Gomez?
Motherfucker got lilacs.
Yo, you got any tulips?
He had to park illegally, so I was holding the flowers I got and watching his car while he was waiting online to pay. So, yeah, it was. It was a yo pause moment.
Yeah. Man, he made you car sit?
Yeah, well, I already knew the drill. I know what
Daddy
it is.
Daddy got out his credit card.
Yeah. He's like, I got the flowers. Watch the car.
I have a CD with all your favorite music.
A flower heist. Yeah. It's like, yo, we got to break into 7-Eleven, steal the flowers from that Bengali motherfucker.
Yo, bro, them two Mexican motherfuckers weren't going there. They would die over them flowers.
They would.
You kidding me? They die over
They'll beat
shits.
You with a fucking bouquet of roses and
yeah.
Gardening is their passion.
Yeah.
But
when I worked for the cartel, they used to call me the gardener because I would show flowers
I would prune,
up a man's ass.
They called me the flower boy.
I would prune their chichos, their coños,
the chichos, the rose,
the huevos.
when I gave them to my girl, I didn't know she was recording me, so I hand them to her, and then I like looked at the sink and I was like, oh, the dishes ain't done. So that was her Valentine's
that's
Day.
So awesome.
That was her Valentine's Day moment. And that's what she had to post. That was her.
That's how you do it.
Now you were hurting.
I had nothing.
Let me hear about
lined
this
up.
Hail Mary pass.
And then I hit up the drug counselor. And this is like at 8:30 at night. And I noticed the last message I sent her went green. So I was like, oh, she blocked me. But I'm like, I'm gonna send a message anyways. And I'm like, see how you been, whatever. I say happy Valentine's Day. She's like, I hate you. Laughing emojis. And I was just cool. I hate myself too, whatever. She's like, I unblocked you like an hour ago. So once she said that, I was like, oh, she was waiting.
Oh, she's
for
waiting
some,
to
she
fuck.
Was waiting
yeah.
for some shit on Valentine's Day.
So how did you perform, though, when you got there?
I was good, bro.
You were good?
Yeah, I was good to go.
You kept it up?
I haven't watched porn in forever. I gave up porn. Porn was fucking me up, by the way.
I feel like porn watching, being porn addicted, it makes you, like, go longer. Because you don't nut as fast. Because
that's what I'm saying. I go too long and then I just go soft.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's just like, this is not helping. Like, I have to, you know, stroke vigorously.
Yeah. The death grip, they call
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just get...
erectile function.
What is it?
Erectile function.
Porn grip?
You
I think
going
it's called
too hard.
Porn grip. There's a term for it online.
I think it's called the death grip, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Kung fu
like,
grip.
Goes like to the side a little bit.
It's kung fu grip, ain't it?
My shit straight as an
arrow. No, my shit.
You ain't got no.
My shit tilted to
no
the
curves.
Side immediately.
You got a little curve. After. You got a natural curve in your dick. A
little bit, yeah. A little curve. But like I remember, like when I was 14, like I didn't jack off till late in life. And like the first time I jacked off, it started veering off like after the first week. And I was just like, no, this was a mistake. I knew I should have done this.
Mine always used to go straight up like that, bro. I used to want. I was like, it needs to get bigger, so okay.
You guys were
circumcised, dick used to hit
right?
A check, please.
Circumcised.
Exactly.
They say circumcision is what causes that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm circumcised.
Yeah. Because it just pulls one way because they might have cut off too much skin on one, too much of the foreskin on one side. Mm. And it says it leans to whatever side that has less skin.
Like a boxer.
Gio knows all there is to know about circumcised
dicks. I watched
dicks,
a documentary.
Documentary.
I watched a documentary.
This is like, he could do a TED talk on this. 100%
documentary. He made the documentary.
No, it was a Netflix documentary.
Fucking Michael Moore.
And there was one guy who would just, he got excited. And he would talk about, he's like, the man has a clit and they remove it when you get circumcised.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge, like, anti-circ movement.
The frenulum. It's called the frenulum. Yeah. Okay.
This has been
term.
A topic of discussion on this podcast for a long, long time.
I learned this all from one documentary.
Let's introduce our guest.
I got a...
Speaking
PhD
of circumcised dicks.
And then the penis is circumcised before.
Yeah, it's Werner.
From Herzog.
The, and they take the dick and they peel it back and a rabbi comes in and he sucks on the penis.
Never cut this. You must never cut this.
You must never.
Oh,
you
shit. Would, so you've guys gotten bust. Kissed in the penis by a man before?
No, yeah, that's sort of a Jewish thing.
Jewish,
that's
a Jewish, right?
Jewish doctor. Oh, yeah.
So you guys got
the
that.
The doctor does it when you're a baby, actually, I think. Yeah.
He spanks you and then he sucks on you and you come in his mouth.
And you call him daddy. Yeah. My first word was daddy when the
like,
doctor was
trying to get
spanking
the last
me.
Bit of the ketchup out of the bottle.
Uh-huh.
Just smacking it out. Yeah. Well, you could just put it in a sock and
that
spit it
That is a
around.
Great act out, actually, Wolfgang. I really like that a lot. Yeah. Getting the last bit of ketchup out
he's
of
like
the
a, He's like a Jim Carrey type, you know? Yeah. He's like
trying to get the last bit of ketchup out your bottle. You'd be like, stay away from there.
You have to leave the
I wanted Heinz, not Heine.
Yeah.
You have to leave the mic in the stand for that one.
Yeah.
From the hit podcast, Bad Loss with Robbie Goodwin. We have Robbie Goodwin here, everybody.
What's
How
up,
you doing,
everybody?
Buddy?
How's it going? Good. And what about Rob is what it's called. But there was in San Francisco,
out,
there was a guy who would
Warheads.
Always sign up right after me at open mic so he could open with Robbie Goodwin, more like Robbie Badlose.
He would really do
he
that?
He literally would follow. He would like sign up right after
you
me.
Know about, you knew about this? So I'm a hack. That's how that goes. And I Wolfgang mean, is your co-host on the show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. We're having a good time over at Grove 34 with Scott Hall. It's good. People are liking it so far. We've had Andy Haynes on.
Never heard of him.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Wolfgang Vauquer.
Oh, that's
that's Rosebud's husband.
Husband.
Yeah. Mr. Baker, or Mrs. Baker, we call him.
Mrs. Baker. Mrs. Bakefields.
Yeah, his name is Andy Baker now, actually. He took her
name. Mrs. Baker Haynes.
I heard her family is like a powerful Republican family or some shit like that.
Her family, I think her dad was Secretary of State for HW, something like that.
In the first Bush.
So Andy was like telling a story like, oh yeah, Rosebud's like family friend, like, I don't know, like executed. A Palestinian last week or so. Yeah, exactly, something like that. I don't remember, but yeah, it was funny that he was just like telling tales about like, oh, her family friends, it's like high up political people.
Oh, that's crazy.
Look out for her, you know.
They're like at family gatherings talking about Israel Palestine and
I mean probably what else is there to talk about if you're like
right?
What are they gonna talk about? Ted Lasso?
I would like it if that was getting talked about in my dinner parties.
What, that gum? Nah, man, I hate that. Unless it's people that are in the know and you're like,
right, what's real
going
on?
Yeah. Then I'd give a
dude, what was killing me is like, I'm trying to watch the Super Bowl and we keep getting all these fucking ads. They're like, oh, 300 different areas were just bombed. It's like, come on, bro. I'm fucking.
I like that one for Israel, though. It's like, Jews, we like black people. It was like a diversity. It's like, being Jewish means that you're not racist, guys. Israel.
I didn't see that. That came on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was like a commercial for Israel. I'm pretty sure I was like half paying attention. But it was like, Israel was like, it was about being like tolerant. Towards every, like, all of us are, you know, Israel's about tolerance towards it.
Did they have any Palestinian commercials?
They can't afford commercials.
They had a bunch of Tinu commercials, which is probably a sign.
I hear
China,
one every time I go to my bodega.
Take over in like 5 years. Yeah. No, but it's funny to imagine like a hood dude watching like those commercials, like that, or like those like posts about Palestinian kids, like they're killing them right now. They're killing them. It's like, yo, they having gay sex with the Palestinian children?
Wait,
that's like a hood expression. Like he was killing him. Is like that's how you.
Oh,
say, like,
Cat
you guys
Williams said that,
each
right?
Other.
He was killing. What did he say?
No, somebody said that about Dwight Howard.
Oh, right.
Wait, hold on a second.
Who's killing him? Having murderous gay sex.
Yeah, have you ever heard that? Like killing is gay sex, or fucking. If you say
what's it gonna be doing, Shannon Sharp?
If you say you killed that pussy,
beat the pussy up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
beat the pussy up.
But they're killing children, and you think black hood dudes were like, oh, they raping kids?
No, I was just trying to point out that.
They asked Kanye about
how that means gay sex.
Put your fucking sunglasses back on.
Yeah.
You were funnier with your sunglasses.
They asked
why don't you put your yarmulke back on? You're funnier without the fitted. Put your damn yarmulke back on.
You got unfunny as soon as you
Derek
took them off.
Derek wears a fitted yarmulke.
Yeah.
They're all fitted.
They asked Kanye about Israel-Palestine, and he just went, I don't have enough information on that. Smart. Ask me about Chicago. I'm like, that's probably the best answer he could have given.
Kids are dying in Chicago too.
That's what he said. He was like, "There's kid." That's basically exactly what he said.
Not him.
No, not him. He's
yeah. When was the last time he was in Chicago?
When he's I think he goes a lot. Yeah, I don't know. He was at the Super Bowl. He got kicked out.
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah, he did. Being too he apparently real? Like went into Taylor Swift's suite and just like, mm-hmm. Oh no, he bought a ticket right in front of her. And
this is fucking joke.
He went into Leo DiCaprio.
Wait, hold on a second.
He went into Leo DiCaprio's suite even though he didn't have a ticket, and he just like hung out.
And they let him hang.
They're apparently just awkward, and he's just like trying to get like free drinks and stuff. It's pretty funny.
This fucking dude.
I mean, who would go there and pay though?
It's the Raising Cane's suite. I read an article and it was very funny. It ended by saying like, reps for DiCaprio, Kanye, and Raising Cane's did not respond to our inquiry.
How the fuck
comment.
Did Raising Cane's get involved in that?
Because it was their suite. Yeah. It was like the Raising Cane's
Raising
suite.
Cane's is pro-Palestine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Yeah.
They like made a statement?
I think so, yeah.
Natalie, can you pull up all like fast food companies?
Everything
that...
I know
from
about
the river
Israel
to the sea,
is...
extra fries yeah. will be free.
Yeah, chicken fingers are free.
Yeah, chicken fingers Six... are... Our chicken fingers are crispy.
I mean, if I find out, I need to know who's pro Pally out there.
Pally?
Just to ask yeah. Mike Racine. He's got all the information.
Yeah, right. So the killing.
I always wondered what the fuck
is a bunch of fucking kids
yeah,
out
Derek's,
there.
Derek's a fucking Zionist.
Yeah,
I'm going to like, kill him with murderous gay sex.
It's like I hate my landlord, so of course I hate Jews.
Yeah, know? I mean, like, why? Like, they're annoying, right?
They're annoying, you know? Like, it's like Jews are like annoying.
They're
right?
annoying.
Imagine a whole country full of them.
Like, how are you collecting all that money and you're still fat and you're bald? And go to Turkey, get a new hairline. What are you doing? What are you doing with all this money?
If you're going
to
be Jewish, you got to be like a Woody Allen. You know, yeah. You can't be like an Arab guy.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, yeah, both had. I was just trying. I wasn't even listening to what you were saying. I was like, bangs. Who got a better Mike Racine impression?
Good question.
Yeah, both
they're
were good.
They're trying to divide
they're
us.
Both yeah. was good. We no, they were both good. But
that's a Louis J. Gomez school.
Yeah. High pitched. Yours a little more high pitched, mm-hmm. And then yours that still
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
Sound
so
like
I do Mike Racine before he had a kid. He does Mike Racine.
We were doing Jewish Mike Racine, Mike Receipt. It's like actually, it's good that all those Palestinians are dead.
No, but like, could I see the tab? Actually,
I want to slit the throat of a freaking Gaza kid. I don't know. I'm Mike Receipt.
All I'm saying is, I'm gonna sign a missile. I'm just gonna sign a missile before
$10. What do you need $5 for? I only have $1.
I'm gonna.
That's
put my
actually
Instagram
very good. That's
handle.
You got his cadence.
Yeah, this
down.
Is the last time I let Deb take me to a fucking music festival. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's like, what are all these black guys singing about? What happened to Billy Joel?
Yeah. All these white people with dreadlocks. They should get bombed.
Why not? Yeah. You know?
I kill them too.
I wonder why Racine is so fucking vocal about Palestine.
I don't know.
He's like a leftist guy, yeah. And that topic really does animate a lot of people. Especially if they don't like the West. Israel's like a big source of
But also,
I think it's for people who are on Twitter a lot.
If you're a guy that's been let down by the entertainment industry
yeah.
many times.
I think I asked him.
There he is, Wolfgang. That's why he hates Jews.
I was trying to figure out how to say it. And that was perfect.
Dalton like, said that.
I was trying to go there when I just go like, yeah, he wants to.
Dalton was talking about Israel-Palestine.
Yeah, Israel
like,
tried to give like the Palestinian kids Conan. And it's like, that doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah.
You know,
they told me, like, they gave me a TV credit right before it didn't mean anything. And then they told me I was, like, a white guy. So we need to destroy the demon state of Israel in the name of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Allah.
Smile.
Yeah, Dalton was talking about Israel-Palestine. I was like, at the end of the day, this just reminds me of my landlord. He, like, gave a really good nuanced discussion. And then at the end was just like, and they're just like my landlord. I was asking for money.
How is Dalton?
Come around, ask for
I just
$1 billion.
Did a stream with him and Crack Amico, actually, Speak of the Devil.
Really?
On Saturday.
What, on Twitch?
Wow.
On YouTube.
Inside
Lewis came in that we were like talking.
There are two wolves.
We were complaining about Skankfest, and Lewis came in the chat and was like, how dare you talk ill of my festival?
What were you complaining about?
We weren't actually complaining. We were just saying, like, Vegas again and stuff. Like, Dalton was like, I think they should do, like, the Juggalos and have it in the woods. And Lewis came in like, how dare you besmirch the good name?
They should build a duplex where people, to gain entry into the festival, you no longer send a tape, but you enter trial by combat.
Yeah.
And the mightiest warriors will prevail.
It should
somebody
be
say
like
that's sexist because no women warriors will prevail, but I believe it will breed a type of Amazonian comedians.
Now, I believe Gas Digital is some of like a Wakanda situation, and if I behead Lewis, I will become the king.
It's much like Wakanda because I can never find it. It's like between two different buildings. It's very hard. You miss it all the time, and you got buzzing.
Dalton posted something today about David Lucas. So some shit happened.
Oh,
Lucas made like a George Floyd joke.
Yeah, and Lucas an apology, and Dalton added smoke detector chirps.
Is that what it was?
What? What are you...
I thought that shit was real.
Oh. Yeah, he's the king.
Oh my god.
Wait, what did he comment?
So Lucas made this post about. It was so funny. I thought it was real.
Wait.
I thought it. So hold on.
I saw that clip with David.
Go to Dalton's Instagram, Natalie, and pull up his last post. So basically, I guess David Lucas made this joke about George Floyd.
I saw that.
He should have also added like a bag crinkling, like snacks. Yeah.
Like or a baby crying. Or
in
something.
The distance, supper's ready. Yeah, supper's ready. Get down here. Yeah,
sirens.
Yeah.
So he, you know, Lucas
Pontilius,
like,
get your ass back in the damn house.
Here we go. Just listen.
Me and David Lucas, you know me from Kill Tony and other various roast shows. I'm an edgy, push the boundary comedian.
He's reading Shane's apology.
My job as a comedian is to be a human by a situation. With that being said, there's a clip that is circulating around social media. And since that clip has came out, I have spoken to a lot of George Floyd's family. I spoke to Cal Wayne, Trey the Truth, Steven Jackson. And my intention was to never cause harm to his family or make them.
Everyone go like that post. That was one of 18 likes.
Years ago. I'm a father, so I get it. I understand how his kids feel. I've spoken
the
to
timing of the church
whole family.
Like...
we've came.
All right, turn it off.
Dalton Pruitt, everybody. Dalton Pruitt. Hans Kim apologizing, everybody.
I thought that was
Hans Kim.
Wait, so that wasn't part of the video?
I thought it was real.
How did that?
No,
I thought he was just making fun of him for apologizing.
No, he put in the chirps. You can tell because he downloaded from Instagram and you can still see like little watermark.
Kill Tony is a Black Lives Matter act.
George Floyd deserved to die. Oh my. Derek Chauvin does it again, ladies and gentlemen. Derek Chauvin, another masterclass from the greatest police
officer.
He
choked him out in 1 minute. Some would say that's impossible physically to deprive the brain of
oxygen that quickly.
The
Minneapolis Police Department is an arena act now, everybody.
Slob just posted in the racist live chat that you just he's it's just a picture of a finger touching the bread button on the yeah. That's all you gotta do.
I had a crazy thing happen. I've talked, this is like a thing Sean Gardini pointed out to me.
Talking
one
time. To the mic.
This is a thing Sean Gardini pointed out to me.
Dude, no, do Gardini. You gotta do Gardini. You gotta do Gardini.
Bro, one time.
Hey, Wolfgang, can I point this out to you?
Sean, one time you just telling me about how to some black people, Sprite is the same thing as water. and this lady came into work the other day and she's like, what kind of water y'all got? I was like, oh, we got sparkling minerals still.
Sprite.
And then she's like, y'all ain't got no Sprite? I was just like, no. I thought he was just being like hyperbolic.
A friend of mine told me Gardini just one time was like, hey, check this out. And it was just Michelle Obama as a man. Okay.
Hey, you're not going to believe this. Hood,
the hood likes Starry, but the middle class black America likes Sprite.
That's a step
the hood,
up.
The hood likes
Sprite.
Starry. Yeah.
Caffeine free.
Well, he told me in a funnier way, but I'm like,
dude, I fucking miss Gardini. I miss seeing him every once in a
he
while.
He looks happy though.
No, he looks like he's having
a blast. They're having
he's living a dream life.
He's depressed
out
here,
dude.
I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because you know,
isn't.
Yeah.
Better weather.
Better weather. You know, you can
better
have a have a gun. Better stage time. You know,
Shane calling you gay all the time. That's fine.
Yeah.
You're fucking gay.
Yeah,
dude.
I saw Shane and Matt in the green room in the Madre. You know, he's killing a murderous. Just had Shane bent over.
My mommy and my poppy told me to go on Joe Rogan.
Well, now you're doing like a Simpsons character.
Wait, it was.
You're kind of doing. You turned Sean into.
What is your? Hold on. You have this.
Yeah, it's me. Yes, sir. Hello, Shane. It's me, Sean Gardini.
Well, Shane.
You have this.
Shane, I am going to produce your podcast.
You have this fucking like obsession now with killing murderous rape.
Yeah, you know, I think it's
it's an artistic expression.
It's an artistic expression, and really, I think it serves
He's an edgy comic who pushes the boundaries.
Well, yeah,
I'm an edgy comic, man.
Yeah. That's, yeah. I'll do like the theater kid version of it, which is like slowly giving yourself a British accent as you talk. It's like, well, oh, you know, God. I like to push the boundaries, and you know, I think it's very, it serves the theme of on the
They call it the transatlantic accent. Lots of, they do that
recidivism
because...
in your fan base, you know, people going in and out of incarceration. It's just, you know, it's like,
you know, in old movies, if that's a fake accent, like those old movies, when they all talk like this.
The Mid-Atlantic.
If you look at the bloopers, they're like, oh, hello, that's, fuck, I dropped my line, God damn it. And then they're like, all right, yeah, nah. It's like a totally...
Yeah, it's like the Star Wars guys, they like hit each other with the hands of lightsaber. Like, oh, fuck, you hit me.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ow, dude.
Ow.
He's like in a full Darth Maul. He's like, ouch. Ow, ow, ow.
Yeah, I really wanted to like push like a British person one time into the cold pool at Equinox just to see if like, you know, because they're talking like, yeah, I'm going to do a cold plunge, you know, and just, you know, try to get my my circulation right and just push them in. They're like, oh, fuck, Doug, that's cold.
Oh, they start talking normal.
Yeah,
start talking normal.
It's like, I knew it.
Why are you talking
I knew
like
you
that?
Were faking that.
Yeah, it's a black scent.
Yeah.
Well, bro, it's like the whole.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, God damn, this whole fucking shit is cold, my man.
What's all this then?
Yo,
what's
no.
all this then?
The cold pool, like, black people do react
Hello,
to the
governor?
Cold pool the same way they react to magic tricks. They're like, oh, shit.
And they run out,
they're out of there.
Good day, governor.
God damn. Like, I've seen, like, the most jacked dude in my life, like, dip his toe into the cold pool, and he's like, oh, no.
That's awful.
He's like, heavens.
I heard that shit is good for you. It's healthy for you to do that
it's
in the morning.
It's hella good for you.
Yeah. Andrew Huberman, every single thing, he's like, if you want a cure to it, like every single thing, he's like, if you have this problem, I recommend a cold, it's always a fucking cold plunge.
Cold plunge, yeah. I've done them a few times when I used to run. Like, it helps you heal faster.
It helps you heal faster.
It's supposed to be really good for you. It's like
hot to cold
so.
Reduces inflammation and improves
for sure.
your immune system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nat, did you want to say something? I saw you playing with the microphone.
No, I was just going to, it's, the moment passed. It's
the moment passed, I'm sorry. You messed up my timing.
Why is she Jordan Peterson?
It's now? Me, Natalie.
No, Natalie's Kermit. That's Natalie.
Yeah, hello.
Kermit the Frog.
I'm Patrick Mahomes.
Kind of talks like
that. Are you guys football fans or no?
I'm basketball more than football.
You like basketball?
Mm, yeah. I watched the SpongeBob Super Bowl.
What?
You watched it on Nickelodeon?
I watched the Super Bowl on Nickelodeon.
Oh, come on, Shaq. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. I don't like that, Charles.
I
feel like Shaq.
Everybody's saying
gonna...
you're SpongeBob, I'm Patrick.
I was saying this on my podcast, though, and I was. It's funny because I watch ESPN for basketball, basically. And Shannon, I mean, everyone on ESPN is just like no one has any good analysis. They're all just like funny on TV, basically.
But they all argue a lot, too.
Yeah, it's Stephen A's ESPN, so it's just a bunch of like shouting over each other and yelling. Mm-hmm.
Who's the other one? Flip?
Skip.
Skip.
Skip. Yo, come on, Skip.
Yo, I
appreciate that.
I thought Skip
appreciate
was about
that.
To call
that.
Shannon the motherfucking N-word one day, bro.
Appreciate
he,
that.
Dude, he was like, he was like, you're not, you weren't. He's talking about Tom Brady. He's just like, you're not as good as he was. Yes. You fucking.
Know your place, boy.
Dude, that's exactly the vibe.
I've said it a million times. Quarterback is a position for the white man. That's why the Baltimore Ravens couldn't complete.
Here's the thing about white people. They're just better at quarterback.
Patrick Mahomes is just
half
white.
Half of him is great. The other half has no business in the NFL behind the line.
Black motherfuckers have that ooey. They just touch and bust when they're quarterbacks.
Oh, you know I got that touch and
How's
bust.
Your
Come
game
on.
Gonna be half classy, Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
I was watching a guy. They were like, it was like
Shannon
talk,
like a
talking about him. Yeah, they were talking about it. It was like, and then the girl was like, and Steph Curry hit 3 points, Shannon, and he just comes in like, hold on, 1 second. He came in like Adam Sandler, basically.
Appreciate that.
He says appreciate that to everything. That's his nervous tick.
Who? Shay.
Yeah, yeah.
That
dude,
is the gayest
Shannon
name
Sharp.
I've ever heard.
It's a heart.
He gets a lot of shit. He was. He came out.
They definitely called
video.
Him that when he was a kid. 100%.
Yeah. They were like, you're looking very zesty in those interviews.
Appreciate that.
He got tight.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Wait.
No, Shannon is. Go ahead, Robbie.
46, Shannon. Just take it.
Oh, here he goes.
What the fuck was that?
It's
his
like
tongue get caught on his lips.
No, his
what
lip,
the fuck was
his
that?
Lips literally are so big that they start up like a lawnmower.
Hold on 1 second, Steven, before you come in. I knew he was just like defensive because
now I'm gonna tell you now.
Hold on 1 second. Especially Sandler and the Frank Dippy sketch. You're like, hold on one second.
He is kind of like Black Sandler.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Blandler.
Blackham Sand Black.
I mean, bro, all the
Black Adam.
Black Adam.
Oh, yeah. I'm a superhero played by The Rock.
Black Adam was a horrible, horrible movie.
I heard it was
movie.
Terrible.
I didn't even watch
so
it.
So bad.
DC is just terrible. They should stop making movies. Mm-hmm. Unless it's
Madam
a Batman.
Dude, the last Batman, the last
doesn't
Batman.
Care about their fans?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That is what it stands for.
Doesn't care.
Uh-huh.
The last Batman.
WB stands for We're Black.
Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers. Yo, you an animaniac.
Yo, you know, I'm some of a dork night myself.
Yo, my name is Yakko. This is my associate Wacko, and that's my bitch Dot.
And that's my nigga Dot right there. Yeah,
I couldn't say it.
There it was.
My business collegiate.
Yeah.
There it was. Yep. We finally got it.
Dot stands for DT's overtime.
Yeah.
For real? What the fuck?
Nah, that's what Young Thug was doing in his whole trial. Like, they're like, oh, they're using gang slang. But it's like, this means, you know, like slime means
did
superior
he get
learning in... man's education.
No way. He went up to the judge, was like, thank you, my slime.
Is that trial over? It's still going.
It's
still going?
Yeah.
Gio's been doing journalist work on the trial. He knows all the ins and outs.
It's fascinating, yeah.
When it comes to
it's not fascinating.
Shit,
it's a bunch of fucking motherfuckers selling cocaine and killing people. They got caught.
No.
And they were talking about it in their songs, and now they're like, nah, it's art,
it was
man.
A character. It's basically art. Alex Jones. Yeah, like, yeah. Your Honor, he's obviously a fucking idiot, and it's a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's all satire.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that'd be crazy, because he's huge. He's like a really big rapper. Yeah.
Where's the trial being held?
In Atlanta. It's not a federal case.
Oh, it's the same guys who are doing that.
That's how they're going to get him. Is like, he's going to be like, Your Honor, my client is mentally disabled. He's like, well, this is Atlanta, so the electric chair. Yeah.
It's the same prosecutors prosecuting Trump. It's like the same DA.
For real?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Fulton County.
They just hate real motherfuckers.
Wait, Trump is being prosecuted in Atlanta too?
Yeah, Fulton County. That's where the mugshot came from.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait, so how many different places is... This is why I need to know this. Where how many different places...
I've got hosts in different area codes.
Yeah, that DA is like clout chasing.
Yeah,
there's
one in New York, one in Georgia, and one more somewhere else. Oh, in Florida.
No one has been able to answer this question for me yet, and I don't know if you guys
one in DC,
know politics at all, but can he actually run?
Yeah. He can. He can be president from jail.
And he can win?
Yeah, he can win, yeah. Oh, can he win the... Yeah, it's like...
A lot of people say I can't win, but we're working on the weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual. Yeah.
Working on the weekend like usual.
My associates say they passed us. They're playing too much.
We started
they
from
know,
the bottom.
I didn't do my taxes. I'm too turned
now
up.
Now we're here.
They know.
You only live once. That's
the real
the
is
model.
On the grind. The real is on the grind. Fuck those other guys.
Pill I took, pillow talk.
And I said, hell yeah.
We
hell
love
yeah.
Drink.
Fucking right.
That is a very gay.
Half is in. 13 hours to Japan.
Yeah. Folks, under COVID, we really went sicko mode. I have to. Yeah. Dr. Fauci went sicko mode.
21 Savage, can you do something for me?
Can you do something for me? I will go over to Putin and I'm gonna ask him, 21, can you do something for me?
I went over to him and I said, can you talk to the ops next for me? Can you hit a little rich flex for me?
I'm just stunning on my ex, bitch.
I went into Marvin's room and I cried.
And now here's my son, Barrett. Everybody's like, boo, he's zestier than you. Yeah. Your son's gay and tall.
He's hiding a child. He's hiding a child.
Folks. Kanye West produced all his best songs.
Oh man.
Folks, everybody's forgotten about Carter Five.
Yeah. Well, Wang is lost in the conversation.
You're not saying is
it? Well, Carter Five was great.
Where'd the love folks, where'd the love go?
Where's that?
5, 4, 3, 2, I let one go.
And then our fake Kanye's like, the Jews are out to get me.
See, dude, you put them sunglasses back on.
It's Rift City. The Jews are out to get me. I'm not going to say you said it. It was a Jewish doctor.
Big titty, beautiful butt naked women. Don't just fall out of the sky, you know.
Wow, that's crazy, man. You ever do DMT?
Wait, so they're saying beautiful butt naked big titty women fall out of the
I
sky?
I was always told they did fall out of the
yeah,
sky.
Yeah, I've actually, it's me, Bert. I've actually fallen out of the sky, too.
Falling out of the sky as we speak. I have seen many beautiful big butt naked women fall out of the sky, and we will be 1% of the beautiful women
Bernie
are butt
Kreischer.
Naked.
Bernie Kreischer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
One of the people say I'm the machine.
I think that we should, like, get rid of rich people.
Yeah, I went to like five different impressions in one. I lost.
Masterclass. Yeah. Do that, Nick.
Master P. Yeah.
Master
P. Remember Master P Theater? That was pretty funny.
Master P Theater.
Nah, I don't remember that.
It was like a Conan sketch for Master P the Masterpiece Theater.
Okay. We were doing another fun one on the podcast.
Oh my God, it's Ryan Long.
We had
we were doing
so the right and the left is the crazy how my those voices were about on the right and the left are like kind of the same, you know. when you bring up both sides, Ryan appears out of nowhere. Did someone say something about both sides?
You got to make that hair shake though. That's part of the cadence, that little curl in the front.
Yeah. For the audience, Ryan walked in. Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah. The real non-binary people are the right and the left because they're actually cohesive on those global politics issues.
I call right and the left, I call them they, them.
They and them. Stealing all the jobs, giving them to Mexicans.
Yeah.
Do you want to do Sebastian Maga?
Oh, we did Sebastian Maga Scalco.
I gotta get rid of the immigrants.
I was going to the capital.
What are you looking at over there, JL?
I was smart.
We just hijacked their show completely.
No, Jorge's not working on our pod today.
Natalie.
Yeah.
Natalie, are you enjoying this?
Naturally.
I am.
Thank you.
I'm sending a clip to it's Natgram.
Yep.
Natstagram.
What is it?
It's a Board of Education meeting, and this guy comes up spitting facts.
The black guy?
White dude.
Ooh, white versus the Board of Education.
There we go.
Good evening, cowards. Nice to see you. Fat, ugly women.
Oh, what? Excuse you.
No. They're fat, ugly women is what they are. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. We'll get NGK.
Bye.
Hey,
that's not free speech. That's insulting.
Bye.
Yes, okay, everybody.
And we wonder why children are retarded, stupid. We wonder why. We wonder why when we have these pathetic people here called teachers rape the children's mind.
Yeah.
And if you people are too stupid to know what rape is, it's called control. Good evening, Coward.
Now, where was that? Massachusetts?
I didn't even look into it.
I think
it.
He said retarded.
Retarded.
That guy was great.
Wow, that was his last stand. He's going to go die at a lighthouse.
He looked like...
The crazy part is he doesn't even have kids.
He just went there?
He just showed up to talk shit.
Get the fuck out of here.
He doesn't have any kids of his own that
died. He doesn't
died
have no kids of his own. No kids.
Wow.
I guess that's what you do if you just have no kids. You just go around to school boards and yell.
That's final stage old head syndrome. That's like stage four.
That's where I'm headed. Yeah. I'm like a week or two away from that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're
going to be great at that, though.
Yeah. Derek has been displaying unk-like symptoms on the show lately.
You just go up in roast battle. You're like, oh, yo, so the teacher over there is a dumb bitch.
I'll message all the young guys, like Wolfgang, Sean Malaya. I'll be like, you guys don't know what the fuck is going on.
It won't even be for a comedy thing. It'll be like me on a date with my girlfriend. I post it, and Derek's like, you ain't got no fucking clue, bro.
Good. He needs to be humble.
Yeah. I'm just like out with it.
You wouldn't know what you was doing if you fell out of the sky and hit you in the head, boy.
They don't fall out of the sky, you know.
Man, that boy.
Big titty bitches don't just
that boy
fall
on a hike. Yeah. That boy on a hike. If you spend less time wandering in the woods and spend more time wandering them books, maybe you'd be
wandering
them
books. Yeah, old heads are really into wordplay. Yeah. they have a lot of wordplay lessons.
Yeah, a lot of
like Eric Adams.
Rhymes.
Yeah, Eric Adams. I was rejected and dejected, and now I'm elected. All right, cool.
Dude, Eric Adams. I got to spend some time with him. He actually was fucking. He's hilarious.
He seems
bro.
Like I actually like him. Yeah. I mean,
well, you don't like ascend to the upper levels of like New York politics without having like some levels of charisma.
Oh yeah. He's got charisma.
Well,
De
Blasio
sure.
had no charisma though.
Yeah, but he had money though.
Yeah, you know he's not named De Blasio. He like changed his name to be more Italian.
Yeah. He's a fake Italian for
he's
sure.
He's Jewish, right?
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's Jewish.
Blotstein. Blotstein.
Yeah. I thought he was Irish.
I thought he was Jewish and he took on the Italian name.
Warren Wilhelm Jr.
German?
Yeah, that. Oh, he's German.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can't elect a guy named Wilhelm to mayor of New York. Yeah.
That's it. And he has a black wife,
this
right?
This motherfucker got a Skyrim name. This motherfucker sounds like he's from Skyrim.
Chris Wilmsworth.
There's this keep it going. I gotta find this. I gotta send this thing to Nat. This is hilarious.
I feel like that's such a rite of passage for New Yorkers, just like hating the mayor.
Yeah,
like everyone just hates the mayor.
It is. That's part of being in the city.
It's fun. It's like fucking Adams. Yeah.
I mean, that's why they're put there. They're just put there.
You blame the mayor on things that aren't even like related. Like you get your chopped cheese in 3 minutes. You're like, it's fucking Eric Adams.
Yeah. You just turn into Anthony Cumia after you live here for 10 years.
Yeah.
his taxes.
He gives them $1,000 a month. Now they want to take their time with it, with the chopped cheese.
I feel like I haven't, like, real New Yorkers barely eat that now. It's just chopped like a cheese. Tourist food, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's already Someone got came up to food me. Poisoning. Yeah. I don't trust that meat.
It's not, yeah. The deli right there makes a good one I had, but... It's just a burger, right? In a sandwich form?
No, chopped cheese is...
It's like a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah,
so it is two burger patties chopped up. Yeah. And then, I mean, I always get mine on a sub. I get it on a toasted sub. They put it out, and then they'll melt some cheese on top of it. I like mine with onions. Some people get peppers.
You know what? I do
too.
Like a chopped cheese. They are pretty good.
Yeah.
The fat boy I in him had to describe how he has the sandwich.
Yeah.
I didn't realize caramelized peppers and onions. Some pepper jack cheese.
But he's also still an old head, so he's like a Bluetooth. Natalie, I ain't talking to you. Nah, bitch.
First of all,
no, but like, are you listening to me right now? Onions, please.
Hey, yo, my man. Take that shit out the toaster. You burning my bread, my man. Buddy, you burning my fucking.
Hello, response. Responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You want to get high? Really high? How fucked up you want to get? Really super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. Probably much better than Salvia and that K2 horse shit that makes people fucking walk around with their pants down around their ankles. I've done Delta 8. I have relapsed. I'm no longer clean, and it is absolutely wonderful.
Doesn't matter that you're going to be coughing up black phlegm from smoking that shit, but it's still a great high. It's almost like weed.
Right. I
did it in Miami.
You did the vape. I did the gummies.
Yeah.
I ate about 30 gummies, wound up in the ER, but it was a wonderful... Yeah. Wonderful experience. So if you are over the age of 21, you're living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. I also believe they use children to traffic it from state to state, if I'm not confused. YoDelta, you can find a mix of gummies, vapes for all your getting stowed needs.
And you're also funding the cartels, which is also great.
We need the cartels. The cartels will help Donald Trump regain power once again in this country.
Yeah. They keep the border safe.
Yes. We're going to make Delta 8 is going to make weed great again while Trump makes the
country great again.
Exactly. 100%. And if you use promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your Delta 8, you fucking Jews. So go ahead and do that. Use that code GAS for 25% off. Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8. That will get you super high and fucked up. Bitch.
And this is coming from 2X junkies.
Right. YoDelta.com, bitches. Pull up what I just sent you now. All right, so this happened in the Bronx. This shit is insane.
Is this a DoorDash?
Just watch.
Oh!
Whoa. The fuck?
He's just going around, and he's got that poor dog. Well, we know he's taking care of the dog. The dog's got a sweater on. He's just knocking on everybody's door with a fucking machete, bro.
Jesus.
Yeah. And that's a nice looking building for the Bronx. So I don't know what is in this. It could be Sancocho. Could be acid for all I know. All right.
Wait, what just happened?
That is very funny that he had the dog a sweater.
People are probably like, oh my God, the dog. It's like, no, I think the dog's being well taken care of. It's got a Santa.
Yeah.
But could you imagine, bro?
In his head, he's an I Am Legend.
Well, he's definitely Dominican. The way that machete was looking sharp.
Well, he was wearing yellow and black, which made me think.
No, I don't think it's just gang related. I think he just liked the jacket. But the machete, I'm like, he's Dominican.
And he has some homosexual vibes to him. I agree. I concur.
Yeah, the dog with the sweater, super gay.
Yeah, homosexual as fuck.
Like John Wick activity. He's killing John people and stealing so that he can support the dog.
Hey, that's my name.
Wait, he's feeding the people to the dog?
Maybe. No, I meant more like he's stealing and... get money so we can buy more clothes.
But this is
the
thing now in this city. Like the cops won't even come do anything about that.
I mean, they wouldn't in the past either.
Well, in the past they would have fucking shot the shit out of that motherfucker.
In the Bronx.
You think they just wanted to show up?
No, but the cops are like, did he hop the turnstile? No? Okay. Yeah, he's fine. But if he's hopping the turnstile, we ain't gonna let that slide.
Oh, he shot somebody in the train? Did he hop the turnstile first?
Oh, he
paid? No. All right, then.
All right.
Natalie, can I get some
water? It's out of our jurisdiction.
All right.
I don't know. I feel like that guy, that's grounds to be shot.
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
Like, even by a citizen.
I would shoot that guy through the door. Yeah.
Through the people.
For 100%.
Yeah, my dad's at that age where like that's what he's hoping is like at the door when somebody's like ringing.
That's what he wants.
Oh, he wants to shoot somebody? Oh, he's at that level?
You're in North Carolina, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's like a libertarian style dude. So he just is. He's all over the place.
So he's a Dave Smith guy.
He's part of the problem. He's wildly inconsistent with his views. I don't know.
Well, your father, explain how is he?
I remember one time like when I was a kid, like my friend is like he's like this Korean Jewish kid. I'm just saying that because that's a wild combination.
I remember him.
But like we were like eight, and like there's like black kids like bullying him at school because he's Asian. And like if you're Asian in like public education, black people are your number one ops if it's the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's your enemies.
And my dad's just kind of giving him a pep talk, like after he's like, because he's over at my house. He's like, "Don't worry, Gabe. You know, black people are like rude. They're loud. They're mean. You can't ever win them over. Nothing you're ever gonna do is good enough." But and then I'm just like, we're eight. We're like horrified.
How old are you?
I'm like eight. And they're just like, you know, they don't have any respect for anybody. And then he's just like,
they're thieves. And then they don't take care of their kids.
But then he goes like,
great dancers though. Great dancers.
And then he goes, but you know, it's white people's fault. We subjected them to horrors for like 400 years. You know, we're never going to be able to make up for it.
Off the ropes.
Yeah, he does a Uno reverse. Yeah, and everything negative about them is just a reflection of things that we've done to them in the past. They're just, you know, they're recovering from something that you can't recover from. So, you know, you should just let it go.
Oh, shit.
Well, the way he was saying first, it's like you should get a gun.
It's a wise man.
Bring it to school.
That's a wise man.
I don't know. That's why.
That's wise.
He's like Two-Face. He's like the Batman.
he's
like, so this is what we're going to do.
Are black people good or bad? Let's flip a coin. Oh, racism.
You're either
going
to let it go or you're going to bring a gun to school. Let's go.
Yeah.
What else is he
black
done?
Guy says the N-word. No one bats an eye. White guy says it. Everyone loses their minds.
I'm just a Snoop Dogg chasing cars.
I'm just chasing Coupe de Villes.
I'm just trying to get in the rock. You know, these people, you know, you're Indian, you think that the white people like you. No, you had more in common.
Now, your mom's the Indian one, right?
Yes.
What was your father's opinion on the Indians?
Did
he ever go on a tangent about them?
It smelled crazy on their first date.
That's what he said?
No, on his first date with my mom, he did do a joke with her, apparently. And like, my mom thinks it's funny to this day, but my dad was like, it's like, you know why Indian women have that dot on their heads? And then she's like, no, why? Is it because their husbands keep going, shut the fuck up?
That's when I knew I loved him.
But I mean, my grandparents loved
Indian
my dad.
Dad jokes.
They had an Indian wedding. They had the first first interracial Indian wedding in North Carolina.
Wow.
Like it's fucking wild.
What did they have instead of elephants at the wedding?
They had a white. Yeah, Robbie's mom was there. Robbie and I have been friends since even before I was born. They had like a white Mustang that my dad drove in on.
An actual horse? Mustang?
No, like a car. Like they rented one. But yeah.
Mustang Hunter.
But my dad does this thing because he doesn't understand that people don't like know that he married an Indian woman, that he's like, you know, I guess like
your dad is part of, he's part of the dirtbag left, basically.
Yeah, he's the OG dirtbag. He did use, I have a separate thing about that, but he does this thing out in public where he'll like see an Indian couple or like Indian people and just be like, Indian people, just like point at them right there. It just makes me so glad that my mom's not black. Just be like, black people. I could hear him before I saw him. Right there. Move in now.
And where was your father? Where did he grow up?
He grew up in North Carolina.
Yeah. All right, okay. That's wild that he actually...
Yeah. I remember, but like he used to do this thing that's very like Come Town adjacent when I was a kid, where like the song Free Fall would come in on. Is like, he'd be like, I'm gay, I'm Tom Petty. He would do that like in the car while we were riding along.
Oh, so you didn't like Tom Petty?
No, he just was like his always, I don't know, he's just got whatever it is that afflicts dudes with...
saying people are gay.
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of an immature guy, but he's a good father.
He sounds great to me. I liked all that stuff he was
wise
saying.
Wise man, too.
To your Korean friend until the end. He had my ear. He had my ear 100%.
He's like, listen up, you little
Something. Now take this gun and shoot Rodney King.
Yeah, my dad. Gran Torino is based off of my dad's friendship with my best friend. Yeah. I'm going to give you this car. Yeah.
I know you're bad at driving it.
Still one of my favorite movies.
I can't believe that movie got made. Yeah. They really got in under the wire with that one, like right before Twitter.
I've overcome my racism so much, I'm going to give you a car.
I guess Asians I trust are that you can drive.
Even though you guys are terrible drivers.
He just liked the Asians next door. He still didn't like all of them.
The Asians.
I thought it was Mexicans.
No, they're like Singaporean.
Oh, it's like Filipino. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
They all look alike.
The Asians are all right by Sublime. kids.
No, in the beginning of the movie. Math.
You know what's funny is because right before that, he made a movie called Letters from Iwo Jima, which is about World War II. It's a great movie.
I've seen that movie.
But it's funny where half he's like, I'm going to make a movie about how these fucking Asians I had to work with and how much I hate them.
Well, in the beginning of that movie, it was black guys. He saved some chicks from.
Yeah, he's like a racist guy. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I mean, my dad is Clint Eastwood. But like in a good way. I don't know. You should listen to his like opinion on statues if you ever get to meet him.
My father's kind of the same. Both of his wives are Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Like I don't know. My dad has like a wild take on statues where he'll be like, "That's history," but they need to put it in like a museum, not a fucking courthouse. Black people go there a lot.
Wow, that's actually a pretty good take.
Yeah, that is true.
I like that. Your dad. He's onto some shit.
Yeah, can we get him on a podcast?
But, yeah, but then he does gay things where he's like a big fan of Elon Musk and like.
What's so bad about that? Yeah.
It's like just such an old Elon's kind of.
Why does he suck though?
He's just annoying.
Comedy is legal on Twitter.
He's just like he's just a Reddit guy. That's the whole thing. Is that
he's like an epic bacon?
Actually, bacon is heckin' epic. He was just like he's a guy that you would have robbed like 20 years ago.
He also steals memes and like
he's a guy deliberately
rob him now
deliberately. Like,
yeah, but he doesn't have it liquid. You know, you couldn't rob. You don't have enough tech know-how to.
I also knew
his
people who worked for him. Apparently, then they hate his guts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like hate him. I just think that he's annoying.
Yeah, but who likes their boss?
That's true.
Everybody hates the boss. Bro.
But he was like one of those guys.
What are you talking about? I love my wife.
Oh, you've been with your girl a while now, right? 3-4 years?
No, not that long. Oh. A year and a half.
How's it going?
Dude, it's good. We have a great relationship. You know, I think like I've solved a lot of my intimacy issues and you know, the pussy goes crazy.
The pussy go crazy?
Everything's pretty good.
I mean, yeah, when I'm fucking...
The pussy goes crazy.
Pussy goes crazy, everybody.
My girlfriend's pussy,
is an arena act. The entire arena has had sex with her.
Is going to blow everybody's mind. When I say that they're great pussy, it's an understatement. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
Opens for me, but I should be opening for it.
It's an arena act.
I like how, like, Wolfgang, he could talk about, like, ketchup bottles and be all, like, intricate and intelligent. Yeah. But when he talks about his girl, it's like, the pussy be hitting good.
Yeah. Well, the pussy goes crazy.
The pussy goes crazy.
The pussy goes crazy.
I just got that hood in me.
What were your intimacy problems?
I don't know. I found.
You couldn't get hard?
No, never had that problem. I just think of like guys, and that's immediately solved. No, I don't know. I just every girlfriend I had was like always getting in the way of comedy to me, and then it's like I realized
you know who's getting in the way of the comedy?
You. Book
you.
Me on your fucking show.
I
asshole.
Have no show. We
they
have
what
it away?
Show?
We have no
they took
show.
It away?
We haven't had it since like October.
Bro, you've been on the podcast like 8 times.
Yeah, what happened? Why did the show go?
My bad.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
I forgot
Ticket
where I
sales.
Was.
Everyone's out there Ticket like, Derek sales. And Gio don't do nothing for us. We're doing everything we fucking can.
No, yeah. Actually, you guys are.
We just
I know. Sat here. I feel like we're about to get fired.
Listen. Yeah. That is a good point. You guys should be having better guests than Robbie on the show.
I gotta have a talk with Gio after this. This is our second episode. We should have waited 10 to bring Robbie
Ryan
and
Long
on.
Was busy doing that podcast.
I also got bumped.
Fucking Mark Norman, Ryan Long across the fucking hallway. Hey, with
wait. You got Sam Morril and Mark Norman right here.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
No.
I was just on the gay. I was doing on the gay.
More like on the gay. Yeah. Oh,
if you want to see something,
gays.
If you want to see, you know, the ex-con. But when I see them do stand-up, it's a real crime.
Hey, anybody want to see me do the same joke 60 times in a row?
So I was texting this girl, and she said that she would put me on the gate.
I fucked her.
Yeah, that's why I mocked. Hey, I'm on Joe. Hey, Joe Rogan.
I'm not gonna let you.
It's really fun to be a
easy with
comic.
The Mark Norman jokes.
Yeah,
you can talk shit about Sam Morril.
I'm doing it a little bit.
I only work to sell us. I almost just work to sell.
I would do your podcast.
I'll do the podcast,
but it's beneath me. I'm sort of.
I just want you to know that it is beneath me. Colin Quinn told me he's coming to my MSG show.
Calm Tywell. That sounds like a disease you get from being too Irish.
Yeah, so
sounds like a birth defect.
Jay Winbunsen is a really.
Yeah, I'm the unofficial
Julius
mascot for
Julius Wendell.
Alonzo Mourning. You know, he never got his due.
Yeah. We're full in the East.
Yeah. Western Conference. Too much flash.
There's too much going on.
How are you turning into Elmer Fudd?
Fucking stop it.
No, I was going to see how long they would just bomb until they ran out of gas.
If it was somebody I fucking liked, but Jesus Christ, Sam Morrell for fucking 5 minutes straight.
And yours started becoming into like an Elmer Fudd.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You wascally
rabbit. That's the thing about it is that you can tell he had a speech impairment when he was a kid.
I'm going to catch that wascally. It's wabbit season. It's not duck season, it's rabbit season.
It's allegation season.
Duck season fired.
Y'all want to do your plugs?
Yeah, do plugs.
Yeah.
Hit them.
Well, we have 47 minutes.
We might be Rob. What about Rob Podcast? At Robbie Good on Twitter and Instagram.
Shout out Warheads. Shout out Samuel.
And,
please let us open.
Is there any hot girls listening? I'm single.
Yeah. I'm not. Get away from me. Boom, boom, boom. Force field. You can't touch me.
World War II.
World War II facts,
basketball.
Bitch.
Basketball trivia. Yeah. Basketball trivia.
E3 is no longer a thing, and that makes me sad.
I like assists.
I do have a date to plug.
Fucking plug it.
I've started up setting up some dates for the summer, but the only one I have set up right now is that I'm featuring for Mike Racine on June 2nd at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte.
Hey, you want to come...
Yeah, are you gonna be in town or something?
You just gotta help me move my couch.
Yeah. Don't go to that, everybody.
I'll be at Room 52 on the 1st. That'll be a big show.
Will it really?
Yeah, there's like a lot of big names on it.
Who?
I forget.
Samuel.
Sam Mark
Norman.
Yeah. So.
Nick Mullen. You know
really,
that guy.
I only really work this hour.
Andy Haynes, Megan Bitchell.
Sometimes
Mike
I do
Hanford,
Fat Black Hat. They do
Usama
Siddiqui.
Natalie Cuomo, Ethan Mead, and Robbie Goodwin.
You know what, they do a great sidecar?
Well,
at the Black Cat.
Yeah, Bodega Cat. It's a really good.
Yeah, it's a
really, really good whiskey.
They use Bodega Cat.
That's culture appropriation, by the way, them calling them Bodega Cat.
Oh, it
Neither
makes you
of
feel
them
any,
are Hispanic.
If it makes you feel better, it's a horrible whiskey.
I bet.
But Tom and Bert's is fantastic.
Which one's it? What's the?
I don't know. They've just been plugging it a lot.
Yeah. Everybody's
right, go ahead,
some
Gio.
Sort of alcohol.
I will be at the Stand February 24th, 25th, and 29th. That's all I got.
For real? You don't got fucking Atlantic City or nothing like that?
No, but it's already Atlantic City's tomorrow.
Yeah, people are listening to this right now.
Oh, I forgot this was live. Jesus I thought this was coming Christ. Out tonight. All right, I'll be at Atlantic City tomorrow, Friday at 8 p.m. at the Anchor Rock Casino. Featuring for Karen Feehan.
Beautiful. Ooh. You're the beautiful Karen Feehan.
If you pull up, I'll give you a promo code to get our OnlyFans for free. Pull up.
I'll be House of Comedy Phoenix with Dan Polichuk, Danny Polichuk, the Raccoon Jew.
Yo.
February 29th to March 3rd, I believe. It's about 6-7 shows. And then every Friday and Saturday night, midnight at the Stand. Catch me there.
Yo,
and
let me,
that's about it.
Let me talk to you about those Phoenix days. I might be able to get you on some of the Don't Tell shows there, too.
No, I'm good.
You're good? Yeah. You don't want to do extra stage time?
I'll do some extra shows for sure. I don't know. Friday and Saturday.
Oh, Phoenix. That's terrible.
Friday
that's
and Saturday, you're going to have. There's going to be 2 shows, so it might be tough. But yeah.
If you get there like a day early, maybe. Or, I don't know. It depends. It's the options on the table if you want.
Well, all right. Yeah, maybe something for Thursday.
Yeah.
We have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I believe. No, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I'm flying right out. Sunday night. What else are you pulling up for us here, Gio?
I got nothing else, bro. I haven't prepared. I've been busy this whole week.
What you been doing?
Working.
Working?
Working extra hours.
Working on the weekend like you.
Just doing extra hours at DoorDash because I have to get a rental for the meantime. I don't have car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So my car's off the road and I've just been renting cars.
Gotcha.
So that's been a
so you get the, Jesus, you get the day insurance. Fuck,
bro, you need to start robbing people again.
No
bro.
Insurance.
God damn, that's insane.
I'm gambling with this car right
Why
now.
Why don't you get insurance?
Wait.
I can't get insurance.
It's You're like not in the rental right now?
I'm in the rental right now.
Oh, so you have insurance?
No.
hold the fuck on.
No.
Wait, the rental doesn't have insurance?
No.
Wait, so you're supposed to use your insurance when you have the rental?
Yeah, but I don't have insurance.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm not paying that extra $10.
Bro, are you out of your fucking mind? $10? You're going to fucking...
$10 a day. That shit adds up. That's like an extra fucking $300
a month. It's still cheaper than what your policy was, though.
No, it's not, because the rental's like a week of the rental is like a month of the policy.
How much is the week of the rental?
A week of the rental goes from like $250 to $275.
Wow. Man's. Yeah. You better start living in that.
Y'all ain't ever getting out of the hood. Y'all ain't ever.
Yeah, you got your wheels spinning in the mud right now. Uncle Sam got your ass, boy.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, those taxes is going to be crazy.
Dude, let me tell you something. You want to get out of that? You better start fucking putting a little energy into this shit to make it good so we can maybe make
Natalie
some money off of it.
And Jorge, what's up?
Natalie,
I need
Jorge.
You guys to step it up for me.
And do what? Give you rides?
Natalie is producing fucking 74 shows a week here. Yeah.
Have you guys thought about doing like prison shows? Doing like a tour where you perform?
No. Okay. No. I would, no. The only way I would do that is if it paid good money, and I'm not going to make good money right now. Nobody knows who the fuck I am.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I would, if it was like a one-nighter thing, maybe I would think about doing it.
Like, what do you think it's dates? I have like, we have five shows at Clinton Correctional.
At Riker
facility.
Heights, yeah.
Well, I feel like something like that could be worked out. It's not something that's never happened before. I'm sure there is comedians that did like tours of fucking jails.
Yeah, Ali Sadiq did that.
It's a jail special.
Yeah.
Ali Sadiq, he had his whole special was in prison. But Homeless Pimp was talking to me about, somebody approached him to do a show in Rikers for the inmates, like to produce the show. And he was talking to me. He was like, if he does it, he'll, you know, just to let him know if I want to be in it. That I would do, because I feel like it would be done right. It would be like a good event. You know what I'm saying?
Throw my name in that mix.
Oh, for sure. 100%. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But we got to forget you. We got to get you squared away, boy. We're going to talk about that in the next hour.
The insurance thing, I was fine, but that insurance shit fucked my whole shit up. Because when I went to renew it, they're like, nope, you're off the policy. And then every time I try to get new insurance, the shit was just fucking sky high, and I had to pay all that lump sum. It's like I couldn't get a monthly thing.
Do you think that if you really bang out some work now and make some money, you'll be able to
keep this going?
No. I feel like, can you switch over and get that lump sum taken care of? Because
No, that's what I'm doing
now. That's still going to be
yeah.
cheaper than what you're doing now.
It would be about the same.
And you've worked the numbers out like over a few months. We got to fucking.
Because this is the Jewish portion of the podcast.
Yeah. Does Godfrey need another co-host or something? Yeah. We got to fucking find some work for fucking Gio.
I'm not gonna get paid for that.
All right, Gio, you better pull those eyes back if you want to co-host for.
Yeah.
Godfrey.
Sound like Andre Kim. What's up, bitches? Hey, everybody, it's me. I'm Asian, but I sound like Sam Morrill.
Hey, yeah.
He always does that when he guys. This is my real voice.
Guys, I don't know how to beat this woman heckler, so I'm just gonna call her. Bitch.
Hey,
listen, bro.
Me Chinese, me tell joke. Me put pee-pee in your
Nat, what other job opportunities do they got going on at Gas right
Chinese
now? I'm gonna have to check Glassdoor or LinkedIn or something.
Yeah, you want to start cutting clips?
No.
Gio, you should cut clips. All the clips you used to cut for our podcast.
That is true.
You should cut clips.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we'll
it's
give
all
you
AI now anyway.
$5 a clip. Let's do it.
What else are they? You got any marketing or sales stuff happening?
You got to ask the marketing guys for that.
Who's that?
Oh, no,
like
I suck at that.
Tom and... Tom and JJ Lieberman.
What do they do?
It's Gay Blind Mike. Yeah. Gay Blind Mike.
Lewis, all right, we just had a meeting. We think it'd be really cool if you just fought with somebody on Twitter this week. Okay, all right, good.
Lewis, what we're going
to
have... Baby,
we need you to
Lewis,
argue
baby,
with a woman
we're
at the
do,
airport,
We're going to have you fight the IRS. We're going to have you walk into the IRS office and start hitting accountants.
Okay. Fucking
Lewis, this month I think you need to say, I own this place at the stand.
Lewis, baby, you got to go up and punch Ari Shaffir in the face. Say it was for Kobe. Get some humdrum going.
We need to get Legion of Skanks. How about another blackface episode?
Have Will Paco come out in blackface.
Lewis, baby, we can't be flying comedians out. They don't deserve it. They're not people.
We've been doing a street scene. We have new employees for you. We found him at a bus stop.
We've outsourced the entire studio to the Philippines, baby. It's going to make you a lot of money. Well,
I think
I got a Zoom with fucking the ICP assistant.
Is ICP coming, Nat?
Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah, they were there last year.
I don't.
We need all hands.
What's
on
his
deck.
Name? Violent J Violent was there J. last year. I'm sure he's coming back. I'm not positive.
Violent
though.
J Okerson.
I just can't get over Eminem calling Violent J Violent Gay.
Yeah. I know Violent J. It's a big J when you don't give him a Scooby snack.
Violent
That's
J.
Violent J.
What's that? Jay Leno when he gets in a car crash?
Yeah.
JJ works here. Lieberman.
Yeah, he's one of the ad people.
He's like one of the top ones I heard, too. I heard he's crushing. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know.
He's just telling people that. He's like, yeah, Derek, yeah, I'm killing
it. Dude, I sold
here.
Fucking $1 million worth of fucking advertisements.
Yeah, no.
Maybe Lewis will let me go on rap now.
Yeah. This lady wouldn't buy for me, fucking bitch. Dude, so I put a gun in her face.
Dude, fucking JJ made a post yesterday. He's like, it's fucking Valentine's Day. I came here 2 years ago with these dogs. He's talking about his old dogs.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're still alive. I fucked a lot of people without condoms. No fucking AIDS. Oh yeah, just fucking going on. I love JJ. I know people don't love him, but I do.
He's not allowed to pick up packages at the post office for us
anymore.
There's
a rule. There's a JJ stipulation.
There's an anti-JJ rule.
Yeah, JJ's killing it. He's banned from the post office. Yes.
Oh, I'm not saying he's bad at his job.
Federal ban?
Yeah.
Wait, what did
he
do?
He kept walking into the post office and saying, a lot of black people.
He's our best employee at gas. He's only banned from one building.
He may or may not. I have no idea how he did his job. He just got in a fight with the people at this particular post office, so he can't pick up packages for us at this post
office. Only Lewis can do that. Lewis is like, Doggy, what do you think? You think you can fight with people at the post office? You're banned.
You got to do that at Equinox.
Yeah.
All right, as our marketer, you need to challenge 5 people to a fight before we bring you on full time.
JJ was getting too much heat.
Someone makes eye contact with you, they're questioning your honor.
Great. You are now a level 2 marketing employee.
All right, you're going to the bank. We're sending Will Paco with you with a camera. Go.
Now say the oath. Great. You are approved to make $35,000 a year.
Fucking Paco, man. I'm glad nobody hit him when he was doing that shit a couple weeks
ago.
What'd
he do?
He was in a box.
He
and
was
then
popping out of the box in a G-string.
He was like butt naked in a neon green G-string.
In a banana. He had
big
banana
titty, big buddy. Don't pop out of a box, you know.
Big titty, big buddy, just with a penis. Don't pop out of a box, you know. A box, you know.
So you like the new Kanye album?
Yeah, that was great.
I haven't listened to it.
I heard it yesterday.
I've had no choice but to listen to it because Roey puts it on at like 10 in the morning when I'm trying to sleep.
Well, that's right. You live with Roey and his girl.
I live with Roey and his girl. I would just be blasting it in their rooms next to mine.
It was a Jewish roommate.
Yeah. I'm not saying where he's from. He's from Israel.
I think we all know where he's from. I'm not going to say it.
Israel.
He's from Israel.
Israel.
My doctor made me sign a missile. I didn't want to. I'm a real life superhero.
Did you see
a
Super Bowl?
I'm a god.
You know, you're asking rent from a real life superhero right now.
Yeah.
Telling me I'm behind on rent. That's childish. Give me your phone.
His Super Bowl commercial was just like a selfie video. And then he paid $7 million to put on the Super Bowl.
Wait, Kanye had a commercial? I missed all these commercials.
It was only in.
Was it for the album?
Yeah.
It was the pregame?
This is the commercial. He sounded like a little kid.
What was the selfie mode on his phone?
Yeah, now can you pull it up? Yeah, it was just like a selfie video. Yeah, there it is.
No, Jesus. Oh, this is the commercial?
Yeah.
One sec, let me get the sound up. Sane.
We actually didn't spend any money on the actual commercial. But the idea is I want you to go to yeezy.com, YEEZY.com. And I'm gonna write it at the bottom of the screen. And I got some shoes.
I got some t-shirts.
He's hitting a Baltimore accent.
That's it. I got shoes. He's showing you how to make the purchase. He's like, make sure you add a tip.
It's by the second, like millions of dollars a second. And he ends with, that's it.
He's so goated. Oh my God.
He's a genius. No. That guy's a genius.
See, I don't think he's a genius. He's fucking retarded.
Hey. No. Kanye,
he's a retarded
smart.
Genius.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an idiot savant.
Idiot savant.
Retarded genius.
He's, I mean, dude.
Draymond Green,
crazy.
Retarded genius. Yeah. Vince McMahon, retarded genius. Kanye West, retarded genius.
He is like a homeless guy on the bus that was given millions and millions of dollars in some ways, but in other ways, he's a genius.
Kyrie Irving. It's like these kinds of guys who max out their stat in
one thing
and their intelligence is just all the way at the bottom.
Dude, did I ever send you that one of that guy that was like, I was like 50 Cent, I'm sending this to you, bro. This is a message just for you. I've been printing all of your words and your quotes. Why are there 3 googly-eyed demons on this, my brother? That's fucked up. Get at me. When you was a kid, your name was Boobly. When I was a kid, my name was Boobla. You were shot 9 times. I was shot 8. I can show you the video. It's so insane.
Why is 50 Cent talking to me in my dreams?
Shit. I actually saw a 50 Cent post today.
He's coaching the All-Star game this weekend.
It was insane. It was a Terrence Howard. He reposted Terrence Howard, and Terrence Howard said he only made $12,000 for Hustle and Flow.
Really?
$12,000. So he's like, I have to sue Paramount now because they owe me like 20 years of fucking residuals.
Wow. That budget was probably like $80,000.
Yeah, it was an indie movie. It was a sleeper hit.
That movie did great.
Yeah.
It did great. Yeah. 12 grand only. Yeah, here it is. There's
unions. SAG has done nothing.
He also has a micro penis.
I made $12,000.
And he cries in every movie.
He also said he created his new form of math.
Yeah.
Like he has his own counting system.
He's another one of these then.
Yeah.
These Kanyes.
I have one of those clips saved when he was going in. He was like at a math conference. And I was like, this guy's making a lot of sense, but I had no idea about math.
Right.
So how the fuck do you know he was making sense?
Because it made sense. He was like, grab your calculator.
He was like, one
he
times
He said the
zero,
word indubitably.
Yeah. He's like, now turn it upside down and you see boobless. <He's> like, I figured out the secret of life.
Pen 15. Now what is that?
I was trying to do an impression of him.
And that's the episode.
That's the episode. Yeah. Right.
Thank you guys.
Quick break.
Yeah.
I got time for another one.
Yeah.
At least
I have to go like 4:30. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get out about the same time.
This episode, the following episode airs exclusively on Gas on Mondays at 2:00.
The next one.
The one we're about to do. Yes.
The one we're about to do. Okay. So yo, tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. And then following Thursdays, tune in at 2 p.m. We're not doing it at 3 anymore. New time 2 p.m. Peace.
Bye. You have to leave it.